Last Call with Thomas and Skumba. With Thomas and Skumba.
Love Bag.
Love Bag.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Depressing and mean.
Ooh, Love Bag Tuesday. I'm liking this message that's come through. Someone saying, guys, me, I want a guy who will buy me flowers and hold my hand, eh? Oh, Love Bag, Wena.
That's all.
Simple things, Joe, make a big difference. Just buy me sandla, what's your flowers, or your chocolate. Love Bag, if you want that love back, what kind of love do you want? We'll talk about that in a second. You'll send your voice note on 063-680-959. You spoiled yourself today.
No, I was not spoiling myself.
No,
spoiling myself. When I spoil myself, Thomas, meaning spoiler, I just spoil.
Okay.
Not on my birthday, yes, spoiler.
That's the only time the whole year?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
Now, throughout the month, I just do the normal. Actually, I do like doing nails. That's what I...
Okay.
Some people will call it spoiling themselves. Yeah. That's normal.
Just normal. Okay, yeah. Sure. What's the normal thing you did today, then?
I am wearing my underwear. Nah, this is the last time I'm ever doing this thing.
Who's telling you underpants?
Hold on, man. Can I tell this?
I just want to be underpants.
So, I went to the store to go buy a white t-shirt because I decided on my toes I'm gonna wear plain t-shirts. I don't wanna wear golf t-shirts. I just wanna wear plain t-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah, simple. I wanna be free, man. Master stage. Right. So I'm getting a tan t-shirt. I told you, R150.
Okay, I know where you're shopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
150. Man, I have 2 clippers, so I think buy 2 vel.
I was spoiling you,
man. 2 clippers, 2. I'm a t-shirt. I'm a
yeah.
So I'm busy paying. I'm like, hey man, let me just add on my underwear and vest. Farama vest, and I too. Farama underpin. So I'm underwear of Farai, you know, I see choke. So, in your pattern, your ham.
What size did you buy?
Hold on. Thomas, I'm packing. Time, man. Couldn't get in, man.
Mm-hmm.
When I would tea, would a peg your mind away? Now I'm just telling my tongue.
No, you didn't.
I promise you, fam.
Can one?
I'm not wearing them. Are you crazy? And worst, yeah, guess what? On the receipt, it states clear that underwear, bras can never be taken back. I'm stuck with 6. I'm a dog. I ain't gonna wear those things.
So hold on. At the till, why did you think she was smiling at you?
That's my thing. You know what's coming up? I remember her name.
Irene.
On my pool. Hey, boss, come back.
This spring, one man a thong.
And I'm like, ah, sister, credit. I'm right. She was crying tears. I think it's okay.
Come on, fam. When you get home tonight,
I am not wearing that thing.
I know you can't wait to wear. What, baby? Do I look fat in this?
The answer is yes. Are you crazy? Now it's three. Scumbozo.
Since you can't take it back, please take a picture.
Of what?
You know.
And post it where?
No, just WhatsApp it to me. Can WhatsApp it to me?
There's things I can WhatsApp you and WhatsApp you a picture of Holland. That's what I'm on. Exactly.
Whatever. Okay, Love Back is about to go down, huh? Who's looking for love tonight, Tuesday evening, man? Last call, Thomas and Skumba. Sorry, Thomas Skumba and his thong.
Imagine.
063-680-959. You let us know about what kind of love you're looking for tonight, and we'll hook you up like Mary. 063-680-959. Send a voice note. Tell us more about the person that you're looking for, and we might be able to hook you up. We've been doing this thing. 2 queens hooked up last week. We want to catch up with them and find out how their friendly lunch went, if they did go.
So we got a voice note today. It's a guy. Says he's a good guy and grand, right? It's like funumundo on Jani. Everyone has their own choice.
Yes.
So this is the voice note.
Eita, Thomas and Skumba. My name is Khotazo. I live in Kalfundi, Midrand. Yeah. I decided to contact you guys on Loveback because I'm looking for love, guys. I'm looking for someone who's really understanding, who's loving, someone who's humble, someone who's simple in many ways. I hope you give me a call so that I can elaborate on everything.
So we're calling you. Elaborate, my brother. How was your day today, by the way?
Not too bad, eh? Just a bit tiring.
You're tired? Eh? Hey, Langa, Joe, today got us all tired.
No, it's pretty hot.
Is it the heat that's got you wanting some love in your life as well?
Yeah, man, like, it is you, it's calling a time. I'm really looking for love, you understand?
Yeah.
So I have love to give.
Okay, let's find out more about you. Firstly, how old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
28?
Yes, sir.
You got any kids?
No, I've got no kids.
When is the last time you were in a relationship?
It was in March.
March this year?
Yes.
All right, fam. How long were you in that relationship for?
It was something like 3 months.
Oh, it was just 3 months.
I don't think it was something serious. Yeah, I don't think it was something serious.
What's the longest relationship you've been in? How long was that?
It was something like 2 years. With someone from Soshambu, Pretoria.
Okay, you tried the long distance thing.
Yeah. I was actually going to school in Waterloo. Mm-hmm. So we met somewhere. Mm-hmm. It was church stuff. So we met somewhere in Pretoria. And yeah, we got our thing going like that. So yeah.
Do you go to church?
No, I used to. I graduated.
Kobili, I graduated. Some guy chants, I'll tell you.
I'm still listening to you guys.
My brother.
Yeah.
So, tell me, man.
No, I'm not going to share, yeah, but I'm a believer.
My man, like it, your man.
Sure.
Tell me a moment that you were romantic, just so the queens know what kind of person that you are. Like that one moment that you were like, shame.
I don't know if there's any favor before Pendulum. I'm going to vale a little radio.
Okay.
Because this is a big question that Thomas is going to ask.
Couch, you out there? Romance wise, tell me a romantic day that you had.
I want to speak just this other man from Idol Park. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's my man.
Yeah, sure. So, that day I went all out, I'm telling you. Then I went to KFC, you know, bought some meat. So she was waiting for me at home. Uh-huh. And I'm going to see. And she was quite humble and wowed by the setting. And yeah.
Hey, you are a romantic guy, when a month.
No, I am. So.
All right. Time for the tough questions about Thomas and Biz and Fukchama, Mrs. Dere and Ria Kaiser. So I'm going to validate out, Sham. I can hear myself reading. Ngiyacela. If we have someone lapho batshela bavayile radio bazo bamela second half. They can go to they can go to yeah, we have a podcast. It's called our podcast. What's wrong with you, Thomas?
Alright,
yeah, please, Tom. Alright,
sure.
Are we good now?
Okay, sure.
Much better.
So, we are 7 out, Yam.
Yes, yes, I'm actually self-employed. So, I'm into like business and stuff like that. So,
that, can you give me a straight answer, Yam? You know, when people say I'm self-employed, and basically they're unemployed and looking for a job. Me, I'm straightforward.
No.
So when you say self-employed, what are we talking about?
Oh, okay. I'm
are you in cryptocurrency? Because now I'm self-employed.
Well. so if we see like it is like it's a mini bookstore, or small bookstore like us, you know.
Nice.
And I'm also working with this NGO, you know, NGO company.
Okay.
Called GCP, and so I'm getting like appliances, electrical appliances. Then I'm, you know, at affordable price. Then I'm selling them. So it's also a business school in a way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. But I wanted to find out because the ladies need to know kuti uzo pick up or uzo Uber kuti hlangane and do. So what kind of a lady are you looking for?
Ngizomlana ngitajwa.
So what kind of a lady are you looking for?
What kind of what?
What kind of queen are you looking for?
Yeah, as I said, a very respectful, you know, humble, loving, you know, simple, someone who has, you know, that natural look, man, you know, when you talk about if he's his mind. And then someone I would be able to connect emotionally, spiritually, you know, someone I can actually transcend in a way.
Okay.
Someone like who's deep. I'm into philosophy. Someone also who can be also, you know, philosophical in anything. And not someone's anti-wokeness or you know, those kind of things. We're living in a world of anti-wokeness, but someone who's woke. It doesn't really man.
Talking about being woke, are you waking up gini or guaco?
Hey, boom.
Usalagini or guaco?
Oh.
No, I'm still living at home.
You're still living at home.
Yeah,
I got all my answers. Thank you, time. Ladies are listening. Over to you, Tommy.
My queen. Man, come like anin?
Futats.
28 years old, ne? He seems like he's got a plan. Let's put it that way. Come on, a bookshop? That's dope, man. NGOs, man. He's versatile, this guy. He's got plans. Are you his plan, though, my queen?
That's the big question.
Why not you doubt her?
I'm not.
Okay.
Not at all. Okay. Not, the thing is, it's a good thing that he comes out straightforward and says, Agarakare, Kalagibo, got a bookshop, small business, but he's not going out. And looking for love with someone who's sound, who's humble,
who's deep, who conversates. Okay.
Yeah. Can work on something there.
063-6880-959. My queen, you heard? Are you impressed? You want to know a little bit more about this brother? Okay. We'll hear from you, ne? Because it's Tuesday.
Love bag.
On last call.
On last call.
Depressing and mean.
night.
Boys to Men coming through with Roll With Me. It's Khuthatso, a Boys to Men kind of guy. 28, finding himself, looking for a queen. But my man, Lakai family, since it is Love Back on a Tuesday on Last Call with Thomas and Sekumba, what are you thinking of this guy when? First things first.
So the question that's running through my mind is, how did his previous relationship end? I mean, what caused it? Was it a misunderstanding? I mean, what was it? Because I think it's very important as to how you leave, you know, your previous relationships, and the course is very important, you know. So what happened?
Khuthatso, my brother, they want to know what happened in your old relationship. How did it break up? Why did it break up?
You know, like I say, serious, okay. You know, those kind of things, they happen, like, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like, serious, and someone else, the other party is not serious like that. Maybe, you know, trauma, and shit, you know. So yeah, okay. Relationship like the most John, I don't know, relationship in the mood, you know, and then trying to figure out okay what's happening with this person. I'm more like all right, but you know, she's not there wholeheartedly. She's still stuck in her past and stuff like that. So it was a matter of, you know, choosing now, or maybe the ultimate time, okay, one of them to be right young.
I got a message here that says, how is his family? Are you from a loving family? And let's say you have a girlfriend. Will they allow your girlfriend to vagash in danger?
For sure. I'm from a very loving, humble family. Especially my mother. I'm not a mama's boy, by the way. Yeah, but your lady very nice. Since if we need to go to govern, if we need to go to Fumakoji.
So you're 28. We are looking for someone who's how old?
Let's say from 20 years, 20 to 25, 20 to 25. Yeah, 20 to 25. During the age gap.
Let's say for argument's sake, Autiam, someone says, I am 40 years old, or I'm on my 40s, and I'm interested in you. What would you and your family say?
When someone says, I'm interested in you.
Yeah.
They're 40.
Someone who's 40.
Yeah.
Okay. I think because I've tried this relationship with someone who's older than me. So So the sense of maturity, man. You know, the sense of maturity also, you know, turns me on, and it's a green light for me. You know, so either way, I wouldn't mind. Can see how it goes. You know. But to be honest, I want someone who's honest, who's respectful, you know, who's gonna give me that space as a man. Do you understand?
What happened to your relationship with Sister Bonai?
In older women, it also turns me on.
What happened to the previous one that you've dated?
Do you mean like age-wise?
Yeah, lobe gam talago.
What happened in that relationship? How did it end?
I had no problem with that myself.
My brother, my man, Lapa, man. There's a queen that wants to tell you something. That's it.
Oh, okay. The guy is 20.
Okay, 20 something. I'm 40. But I think it sounds innocent. Okay, I don't know. It's small, it's a push and otherwise, more grants was of amazing numbers. I'm scuba not a mass. I saw that otherwise, much.
Okay, someone seems interested. Let's talk. Love Back Tuesday, last call. Khuthatso, oh my brother.
Hello.
Do you want the good news or do you want the bad news first? Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
The bad news first.
Scuba, tell him the bad news.
The bad news is that I'm disappointed in the ladies, man. Because they, not really disappointed, but I understand they've got certain levels and standards that they're looking for in a man.
Yeah.
And all of them complained, not even complained, but they have worries, concerns yeah. about in the evening, isn't that life in there? Not that they're judging you, but according to me, Basile, because even when you came on air and said, I'm driving, I have my own place, I have my own money, there was going to be traffic here.
Sure, true.
And you come to us and say, I've got nothing but pure love. Oh, yes, is born now. So, morao. Abasanga programming zo bakjela mina basi lege.
Yeah. I know. Talangchang na wawanjan. You know.
Yeah.
Talangchang na wawo. So if I can meet their expectations.
Yeah. There's so much expectation from the ladies that they want from a man, which is there's nothing wrong with that. Everyone needs to have a certain way a certain level where they say, okay, ngifuna umuntu wami abe na 1, 2, 3, and 4.
So, Khuthatso, would you like the good news now?
Okay, shoot.
Tomorrow's going to be a hot day, my friend.
Come again?
Tomorrow's going to be a very hot day.
And keep it hot.
I can imagine.
Keep on hustling, keep on doing what you're doing all the time. Things will fall into place in future. And the day you come back to us and say, well, it doesn't span, I know, and span a grand. And I just moved out of it. I moved out of Kaya when I was 25, Thomas. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when I moved out of Lalin, I was still. I was still trying to find my feet. I only bought my own bed after I was 25. Mm. Like having my own room. Fast forward 15 years later.
Now? What do you have?
Right. Yeah. I'm still at that hustle, young child. Mm-hmm. I'm still at that accelerator. I have not taken my foot off the accelerator because of I understand how it is with Kleric High.
I can't believe the Queens tonight.
I'm so disappointed in them.
It's the first time.
No, not even the first time.
Feels like it, though.
It feels like it, but I am so disappointed in a way, Guti. So, Funtando, Nina.
My queen, what did he do or say?
No. So, Funtando, Thomas, that's Bafuna, material things come first when it comes to love. Ne?
They want that stability. And he's obviously not providing that.
But when Thomas, change your fortunes. Change your fortunes.
Can happen like this, ne?
I know what I'm talking about, Aucham.
We all know.
Change your fortunes, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, Aucham, I'm gonna give an example, ne?
Mm.
And I'm full of take a blind. The point where life like, things were bad, were horrible, Aucham.
Okay, can I tell my own story?
But
things were horrible, yeah.
Bad.
No.
Michael Jackson.
It's the way you say it.
We're blind. We're going to overdrive.
Okay.
The whole time, oh, bro.
Okay.
Guess what? Change your fortunes.
Like this.
Come on, fam.
It's the way you say it when I'm like, now I even feel bad about my own life. Like, I know, they look bad.
I look bad. Thomas. I look bad. Yo, we're going to my bubbles.
Love back.
Love back.
Love. On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Depressing and mean.
No, hold on. No, I'm going to...
What's happening with Mamba Putz now?
Ah, it's a fun actyad. I'm going to get a house pretty happy. Happy!
Hi, Skubana Thomas Mardeyak. The guy is still young, man. He's still young, right? He's still young, man. He's 40-something. He's still worried about the radio. He's still my partners. But he's still young. You will find the right person. So, same man. Angaphela amandla Shamsa. Athi na sister Shamsa ufuna umuntu complete. Ah, ubanazo pepe omunye. Ah, impilo expensive these days.
It's gonna be all right, my brother, hey. Okay? Futato, it's gonna be okay. Because the Kaya Queens, ha, bona.
Ah, labo. Ah, suka.
I know, I suka.
Ay, ay.
But the standards is high.
I'm right now, Jam. What does...
Hey, hey.
It's a mohot man. I planned. Matala nje mila yoza mangari aguwai. Zoi tuwali ntanga ya ke krendi nje.
Nandi.
Pazo kufuli wapa patani se krendi ya bo. Boi tu. Ah, nga yu ya jali. Yezo ni sisters ya mcheri. Ta, wafuna wantawa right. Cost of living is too high.
It's too high, my brother.
Mm.
Last call. Who is it?
There's always gonna be one. That just nje is on their own. Just kuluwa ngotando. Yenula. Yenula.
Tune up upon what a man is saying. Self-preservation, self-celebration, one for the Beatley, hey. No relegation. Yeah, what a man say, no? Keywords upon there. Self-preservation, self-celebration, one for the Beatley, no relegation. Blows it out for you now.
Blood clots. Blood clots. Blah. Rude boy Paul.
What's up? Sorry.
Ha ha ha! Love
back.
Love back.
Love.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Depressing and mean.
Last Call with Thomas and Skumba.
Monday to Friday nights.
On Kaya 959.